This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will formally accept the Republican nomination as President Donald Trump's running mate for the 2020 presidential election. This will happen Wednesday night. Pence will take center stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. AP correspondent Sagar Ghani has more.
The mere fact that Pence is still on the ticket is vindication amid rumors President Trump might dump him for another running mate. Pence says his focus is on getting the president reelected, and his own political future could hinge on November as well. He'll lay the foundation for a White House bid in 4 years when he speaks tonight at Fort McHenry, where Americans defended Baltimore Harbor in the War of 1812. That inspired Francis Scott Key to write the Star Spangled Banner. And Pence is likely to pay tribute to symbols like the national anthem in drawing a contrast with social justice demonstrators. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Wednesday, police in the Midwestern state of Illinois say they have arrested a 17-year-old young man in connection with gunfire that killed two people and wounded a third during protests in nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin. The teen is charged with homicide in an incident that has reignited protests over racism and police use of force in the United States. President Trump said Wednesday he will send federal law enforcement and the National Guard to the city. Wisconsin police say the shooting happened during the third consecutive night of protests Tuesday night over the shooting of a black man by a white police officer Sunday evening. For more on these and all the stories of the day, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Laura strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm in the Gulf of Mexico Wednesday, prompting warnings of unsurvivable storm surge of up to 20 feet and evacuation orders for hundreds of thousands of coastal residents of Louisiana and Texas. The National Hurricane Center said Laura was packing winds of 140 miles per hour and was expected to make landfall along the Gulf Coast overnight. The 2021 Davos World Economic Forum Summit of Business Leaders and Politicians has been called off for January due to the coronavirus pandemic. Organizers announced Wednesday they will reschedule the event to sometime early next summer. Moderna Incorporated said Wednesday its experimental COVID-19 vaccine induced immune responses in older adults similar to those in younger participants. This offers hope it will be effective in people considered to be at high risk for severe complications from the coronavirus. The company is one of the leading contenders in the race to develop a vaccine against the virus that has killed more than 820,000 people worldwide. Iran and the United Nations Nuclear Monitoring Agency have agreed on the inspection of two suspected former nuclear sites where undeclared nuclear material might have been stored or used. The agreement was announced Wednesday after a months-long standoff. According to a joint statement, Iran will voluntarily provide the International Atomic Energy Agency with access to the specific locations. The statement said dates for the inspection had been determined, but did not disclose them. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the United Arab Emirates, where he met with officials to discuss regional and bilateral issues. A State Department spokesperson says the U.S.'s top diplomat also discussed a lasting ceasefire in Libya, Gulf unity, and Iran's malign influence in the region. Pompeo was on a multi-nation trip this week amid a Trump administration push for other Arab nations to follow the UAE in normalizing ties with Israel. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is calling for an investigation into the circumstances behind Alexei Navalny's sickness. Stoltenberg said Wednesday medical reports of a toxic substance in his body were credible. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson also called for a transparent investigation into what happened to Navalny, the Prime Minister saying Wednesday Britain would join international efforts to ensure justice is done. He called Navalny's poisoning a shock to the world. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in the attack. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.